side of the microphone from the green light to the speed trap. Ray Greeno and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain bastards as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Greeno and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
All right, we're going to put Billy in the back while we come up with Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, with your host Ray Guarino, Wingman, XO, Admanticon, Joe D, and Billy Cobham.
Yes.
My favorite now, drummer.
Yes. Well, how can you not be?
Just bringing up the bottom.
That's frenetic praise from me today.
Yeah.
It was like, you know.
Yes. Well, welcome to another week of Motormouth Radio, where we will be disseminating all your myths and legends in the automotive world. We're going to bring you some information.
We're just a couple of myths and legends, aren't we?
We'll tell some lies. We'll do some stuff. We'll shuck and jive. We'll do a bunch of cool
stuff.
We'll answer your questions.
Yeah, that too. 516-572-7440.
Thank you, Joe.
You got any car questions there? Any metaphysical questions, you know, philosophical questions?
Metaphysical.
Yeah, we can handle that too, a little sci-fi trivia, you know. Whatever floats your boat, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not just a one-stop show. We do a bunch of stuff.
We do.
Yeah, and other than that, just buckle up.
And what you can do also while you're buckled up, you can visit us at motormouthradio.com. Check out the good stuff that's there. We have blog articles, there's videos, there's all sorts of cool stuff. Our Twitter stuff is mirrored there.
There's a shot of the dead rubber chicken.
There is, the DRC1.
My next Scantle.
Right. And actually, there's the 2017 Motormouth Radio listener. Actually, this should be the listener of the year votes, right? We put a Twitter poll up last week that really didn't get much traction, but you can go to motormouthradio.com and find that. You can vote for your 2017 Motormouth Radio listener of the year.
Yeah, because, you know, these are people that are regulars.
Mm-hmm.
And
or some irregulars in some cases.
Well, they listen on a regular basis. They're not regular people. There's not that many.
Hey.
If you're a regular person, you're probably not one of the inner crew around here.
Speaking of irregulars and regulars, guess who's still in our orbit? They're still in our galaxy, only a few parsecs away.
Really?
The Bronc.
Oh,
I reached out. I threw the line out to Sparks, Nevada, and a few days later, it bounced back. So it had to go through a couple different time shifts, and, you know, like a day in that world is more like a couple, like maybe a month or two in our world. You know, hey, get that time shift continuum thing. I never could figure it out.
Yeah.
But the Bronc is okay. He went away for vacation, and he went for another one, and he's around.
So he was on one of them semi-permanent vacation things.
Well, you know, he's retired, so he gets to do what he wants.
Yeah, I love those retired people. They got lots of time, yeah.
So he promised to call in and update us, so we will speak to the Bronc at some point. And
promised or warned.
Exactly.
Good. No, because like you and I were talking about this the other day, you know, one day in the ready room there, that we were like, hey, you hear from Bronc? No, yeah, I haven't either. Oh, I hope he's okay. But good. I'm glad to hear he's still amongst us.
And, you know,
Bronc, if you're listening right now, I am relieved. I just wiped my brow.
And, you know, Joe, like, people should know, you and I, we our daily circles are different, and we have different circles of friends that we hang with regularly. But
mine's more of an ellipsis or a trapezoid, depending on who's leaning on it.
but if you were to put them together and overlay them like scan data on a scanner, they would probably perfectly match, because it's just the same thing with different names and faces.
Right. It's kind of like it's one of those things where it's the same show, but you know, in different
channel,
in different countries, they cast them differently.
So my point is that with us, us and the guys that we hang with at this age, and some are older, when a guy like DeBron kind of drops off the scale, you kind of think like, oh God, what happened? You know, like, is everything okay?
Right.
Like, really okay. You know, like, not that he's busy. Like, is everything really okay?
Right. Do you need jumper cables?
and then these paddles with the grease. And then when you get the word that all is okay, you're like, okay, phew, wow. Like you said, wipe your brow and say that's
nah, right. Yeah, because you know you got to think about these things as some of us get older.
That's what I mean. Now that you know, men of a certain age, we have to Now when you hear, hey, did you hear what happened to Freddie?
Yeah. Right now, all of a sudden, oh yeah, Freddie's
and you go, oh my God, what? Yeah, right.
Oh, speaking of that, is that the phone, or am I getting spots in front of my eyes?
Well, no, you're not. I tell you what, let's go to Warp Factor 1, and we will energize over here, and say, I have to say energize when I run the slide up, and say, yes, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
And guess who it is from Sparks, Nevada? I am alive, and I am almost well.
Risen from the missing, it's
you're
the Bronc.
You're not well, Bronc. You're just, like, not dead yet. That's good.
Not dead yet. You know, good. Contrary to popular belief, I'm still breathing. It has been a whirlwind since November, and I apologize for not calling in or contacting, but every time you turn around, another week passes.
You know, you've had people worried. People are asking us, hey, what's with the Bronc? Where's the Bronc?
I was in New York, then I was in Italy, then I was in, Portugal, then I was in Malagatska, then I was in the Canary Islands,
What was before the Canary Islands?
Malacca.
Where the hell's that?
It's some island off Portugal, off in the Mediterranean. It's a little island.
Sounded like a Greek curse word.
I'm saying it right.
What, did your raft get lost?
It had to be. You know, it was, what do you call it? Robinson Crusoe, all right?
I'll tell you something. My bets were all on the fact that when you went to Italy, they recalled you. I said, no, they just put a recall out for Bronc, and they just kept him there. They said, no, there was something wrong with the family lineage, and he's staying.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what happened, you know, when he got off the ship.
Okay.
They wouldn't let me back on. No, right. And
well,
then we got back, and we were here for about 7 days. And then we shot down to Florida because friends of ours live in Haiti, Dominican Republic.
Right.
So they're moving back to the States. So we went down to visit them. Then we got back here. And let's see what happened. Then I got a job, believe it or not, working at my friend's motorcycle shop on Sunday mornings installing accessory parts.
Okay.
So I got involved with that for a couple of weekends. And then I got a job working at the Hot August Nights. I'll be working at the auction, Power Motorsports Auction, that they have during Hot August Nights. So I'll be one of the drivers, you know, in the auction. So I had a couple of meetings with those people. And then guess what? Today's Sunday, and I'm here.
Right. Well, you have been busy.
It's a whirlwind. You know, so things are good. You know, and Joe mentioned before about retirement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. You have a lot of free time. But you're a lot closer to the box, so you better get as much in as possible. I'm pushing 70 now.
That's how we're thinking about it.
Don't push back.
I know. No, I know.
Exactly. You know?
Well, that's good, Brooke. Good.
Right, so that's it there. You know, so I just sort of touch base, you know, what's going on. And then I got two car jobs today to play with. Okay. I got one on the lift, one coming in.
What are you doing?
One is a 2014 Sonic, which is a bullshit job. BS job.
Yes.
And just rotate tires, transmission service, that kind of thing. And then a little Kia Rio, 203 Kia Rio. I got to put a knock sensor in.
Oh, okay. Well, you got all the fun stuff, huh?
All right, so I got that. Then I finally worked on my own car. You know, when they're making parts, and this is one of my pet peeves, and let's talk about automotive a little bit since it's an automotive
show. It is time for the Get Off My Lawn segment.
Yes.
All right, so my resonator let go.
Okay.
It's a Pontiac GTP, you know, supercharged, all that.
Yeah,
so they have a resonator.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, resonator blew out. It's 20 years old. No big deal, right?
Right.
So I go, I buy a Walker part, you know, not an aftermarket, you know, off the internet piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, one side is bolted in, the other side is a weld. Okay, no big deal. I cut the weld. They put a flange in. I'm good to go, you know, an adapter flange.
Mm.
Guess what? The Walker part is about 3.5 inches shorter than the existing part. So now I got about a 4-inch space between the pipe, the extension pipe, and a resonator. Okay, not too bad. So the original was 2.25 down to a 2-inch.
Right.
You know, with the weld.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I cut it out, back to the auto parts store. without measuring, the walker part is 2.5 inch down to a 2 inch. When I got a 4 inch gap, so now I got to go back, get another reducer, get an extension pipe. So a 2 hour job turned into a 4 trip to the auto parts store.
Oh yeah,
yikes!
But you got to see the underside of your car close up, so that's good,
right?
Yeah. At least I was sitting there, you know, cursing at everybody and everything and throwing things around. As you usually get, you know, when you work on your own car, you know how that goes. And,
it's never fun working on your own car.
8 stitches later, 14 drops of blood all over the place. You say, this is stupid. What am I still doing this for?
I know.
Should have just grabbed the straight pipe, slammed it on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. He should have just cut it out and let it go putt, putt, putt. Make believe it's a little zip-ahead car with a big fart muffler on it.
Yeah.
I mean, around with that.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
That's a pretty straight-up job, though. Good thing. No trips to the hospital. No 911 calls or nothing. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so it keeps me out of trouble, that kind of thing. You know, I don't want to be like my friends, fat and old. They sit in front of a TV and, you know, they get off the chair and they fall over their own cellulite. No, I'm not ready for that yet.
No. I don't blame you.
No. No, I'm not. I figure I'm still doing this when I'm 80 and still bitching about it. Right?
Yeah, well, you want to make sure that your wife can buy, like, the slimline casket, not the oversized one. That's what I think. Yeah, that's how I want to do it.
Well, I figure you get the inflatables. This way, one size fits all. So as you grow into them and grow out of them.
Oh, there you go. Hey, that'll work.
You know, think of it that way. And I got the compressor in the garage. Okay, there goes the leg. Yo, just pump up the cast. Boom, and there you go. And you hobble along. All right, now I need oil change in my car. Go do it.
Right. That's good stuff. Well, very good, Brock. I'm glad.
You know?
Thanks.
So that's what's going on. You know, it's been busy. In fact, I'll touch base with you during the week and, you know, on the home number and get caught up and see what's new and exciting, what's going on with the show and the direction you're heading in, because it's getting better and better.
You know,
you guys
much
are good.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Right? And just keep up the good job, you know? Joe, you're always the best. And
thanks,
people
man.
Didn't know this, and maybe they did years ago, was that you were one of my mentors way back on the ATTP program. Do you remember that, those early days?
I remember. I consider myself more of a mental, but yeah. It's nice to hear those two letters changing. Yeah, that's right. Down Long Beach over there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, out of Long Beach, right.
Yeah,
right? Back when they started that program. It's a shame they discontinued it, because it was a really worthwhile program with the changing technology, especially
some
nowadays.
Really good stuff.
You need people like yourself and the guys that know what the hell is going on, know how to diagnose a vehicle properly, and not just play, okay, replace with known good part, and if that's no good, let's replace it with another one.
Right, so,
you know,
or replace
it's good
the
to
car.
Go to guys like yourself, and you guys got to keep it up and give them great information. You know?
Very kind words.
Don't lose
thank
that
you.
In the future with this new generation.
We'll try to keep them out of trouble. You know.
Thanks, Brock. We appreciate that.
I appreciate it too,
all
guys.
Right.
Listen, have a great show. I know it's going to be the best one ever. That's because I called, as you know.
There you go.
You just kicked it up a notch at three.
You take care.
Excellent.
Have a great week.
All right.
Thanks, Brock.
Thanks. So long.
Take care. Bye.
Good. All right, that was our resident.
He's out there in the ozone or the whatever other.
He's hanging with Commander Cody out in Sparks. That's good. Out in Nevada. That's good. Like I said, we reached out and it was good to see that everything was good, because we want to keep.
They do a lot of nuclear testing around there.
They did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We want to keep. We always want to keep.
Yeah, he wanted to cut down his electric bill. Now he just leaves stuff outside and it glows.
Yeah, it heats up on the lawn. On the lawn. On the rocks.
Well, I'm glad he's out there and he's not become. He's not become a glowing statue of some type,
a
pillar of salt or some kind of crap like that. So, God, he remembered. That's got to be 25 years.
I think you mentioned that once or twice when he was on. So maybe he just remembered from about a year ago.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, like, I was like half the size, twice the hair. I mean, I was very different looking.
Back then.
The voice and the delivery are more or less the same. But
that's the part you
I do
can't
not look
forget.
Like anything like I did back in those days. Believe me,
right?
There's been a bit of a change, but good for Bronk that he remembered,
right?
And we're kind of proud of you. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're out there.
Yeah, very good to know. So listen, we're going to take our first break. Motor Mouth Radio. You can when we come back, get us at 516-572-7440. And we will be engaged in more of this cool stuff. And, let's keep it where you got it. And we'll be back in a minute. So let's listen to some more of my favorite. One of the guys I tried to copy when I was an early drummer, Billy Cobham. But it's hard to do. So now we just like to listen to him. And we'll be back in a sec. Keep it where you got it.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said the Motor Mouth thing.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles together, apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs a Beatle either guested on and or produced. And of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatles Songs. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Oh, Joe, you got the groove down, brother. You are jiving. You got it happening, man.
How could you not listen to that and not move?
You know what? I'm with you. That's they said that about disco. You know what? We're going to go warp speed 2, and we're going to energize and go back over here and say hi. You know, with the Motor Mouths.
I wanted you guys to pick up during the break.
Oh, why was that?
Because I wanted to ask you something off the air.
Oh, well, oops. Sorry. That's a little harder to do. And we're over here shuckling and jiving. We were grooving to Billy Cobham, man. Are you kidding me? Yeah. So what's happening, Christian? Tell us.
No, this is Bob.
Oh, Bob, I'm sorry. Right, you sound like Christian too.
It's okay. Speaking of Christian, okay. Well, I wanted to ask you something off the air, but...
Okay.
So I know Christian was going to come in. I was going to do... I wanted to run something by you prior to the selection for...
Yeah.
Person of the year.
And you know, and that's the thing. We have a poll up for what people would think. You dropped out on us. We don't know where the heck you are, and we couldn't get in touch with you. So we're totally dependent on when you call. So right. Realize you have us kind of handcuffed here. But
I've been going south a little bit. I've been trying to take care of a few things.
Okay, well, that's understandable. Sure.
And because I know you said, I know you guys had mentioned that Christian was going to be coming in at some point, I think during March.
Right.
And I know I'm a couple of weeks behind, but I wanted to run something by you prior to going on the air because I wanted to confirm something.
Okay. Well, you know what you do? You can...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Well, you can send me an email, motormouthradio at ncc.edu.
Okay.
And you can even use MMR at ncc.edu because I have an alias because I know the IT guy here. So... So, yeah, do that, and then I'll get back to you, I promise, right away, and we'll clear everything up that you know, we'll fix it all. So.
Great. So you had mentioned, I missed the very beginning of the program, so what was, I got the last 10 seconds of it.
We were kind of wondering, we were talking about what happened to the Bronc, and then he called and dispelled dispelled the myths that he was recalled by Italy on his vacation, so, so that was good.
I heard the Portugal trip. Yeah, that was pretty
right,
cool.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, we haven't heard from Tom from Massapequa in ages, man.
Tom, listen, yeah.
The weather's going to break soon, and I got to get my bag on early.
Exactly, right. You got to crack a cold one in the garage.
You got to get out to the garage.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, guys. All right, I'll
Garage and beers, yes.
I'll run that by you on the email.
Okay, Bob, thanks. I'll get back to you right away.
By all means, keep in touch.
And we'll go from there.
Thanks, guys. I'll still be listening to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
okay, Bob.
Bye.
So long. Yes, Bob, who bestows the Motor Mouth Radio Listener of the Year Award.
He has become our award giver there. You know?
He has.
No envelopes, though. That's good, but it's all verbal, okay. But it's nice to know that he's out there taking names and kicking something.
Exactly. So talking about kicking butts, what happened this week with you, Joe? Anything cool at the shop or any weird mishaps?
We had some wacky ones. Actually, I wasn't that busy, but let's see. We had... a Honda that wouldn't run past 45 minutes, and then it would just turn into a big pile of crap. Turned out like one of the O2 sensors decided to add ridiculous amount of fuel. It said that it needed more fuel, but it really didn't, so it ran rich as a pig. And,
right.
Of course, it wasn't the front O2, it was the rear O2. So it turns out that some cars even back then, this was a 2000, actually... look at the rear oxygen sensor for...
It was an O2. What was the car again?
It was a 2000 Honda.
A 2000 Honda, okay.
Honda Accord, yeah. And then that was pretty straight up. Then I had a repeat call to a to one of my guys there that he had a Pontiac Aztec.
Oh yeah,
and
Mike
I deliberately pronounce it that way. Aztec.
Yeah.
It was an intermittent no start that became a complete and utter no start.
You got to just turn into Heisenberg when you work on that car. That's all. You know.
Yeah. Well, I think what's his name on the Big Bang Theory? He drove one for a while.
Really?
Too. Yeah. But you know, I had to put on the rubber gloves. Long story short.
Yeah.
That particular vintage 2002, you need it's got two crank sensors, and it needs them both.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost the front one. We lost the one behind the balancer. There's one behind the harmonic balancer, and there's one in the back of the block. And I after doing some checking, I was like, there's something, you know, the car's on the ground in between three other cars. It's raining,
right?
You know, and I'm like, look, dude, there's something up with this this front crank sensor, what they call the 24x crank sensor. I says, that's all you're getting out of me because I did not bring my rubber suit.
Oh, yeah.
I says, get the car in, get it on the lift. P.S., he calls me back. And when he did it, the trigger wheel, which is the back of the balancer, has a series of slots. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a pretty common GM thing. One of the slots was kind of, I don't know, must have taken a shot from road debris or something.
Yeah.
Which that now had bent it. And, you know, just like buzzsawed the hell out of the sensor. So he puts all that in and he calls me back. He says, yeah, you were right. Yeah, I found this. He says, but guess what? The car don't start still. I'm like, really? I says, do me a favor because like now this was on Saturday. He calls me Monday. I can't get there because like I'm at my day job now.
Right.
I says, do me a favor, hook up the scan tool and tell me what the RPM signals, the 3X and the 24X, blah, blah, blah. And of course the answer was, that's why I got you for.
So by 3X and 24X, that's 3 or 24 times the
correct
amplification
of the
signal.
Yeah, there's
right.
One sensor that gives that 3 times per revolution of the engine, and the other one's 24 times.
Okay.
So I says, okay, well, then push it to the side, and I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah.
So I get there Saturday, plug in the scan tool, right up, no problem. Both signals are there. Hmm. But the car starts like it's about to throw a rod out the side of the block. So the guy had also, at some point or another, decided for good measure he was going to throw an ignition module in it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, this is one of those ignition modules with the three coils. It sits on top of the rear valve cover, which on an Aztec is like underneath the firewall, and pretty much you can't see nothing.
Right.
Not to mention somebody swapped the motor in this car, so the wiring looks like, you know when you make sure that the pasta is good, you throw it up against the wall to see if it sticks.
See if it sticks.
It pretty much looks like that.
Oh, boy.
So, God only knows. So, anyway, I'm listening to this car. It's like, ping, bang. I'm like, okay. And I see there's a piece of paper written down where he wrote down the firing order.
Yeah.
And he did. He wrote down the firing order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then
Heisenberg.
Yep, there you go. There's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
He does the transporters real good. Mm-hmm. Then what happens is he wrote down which cylinders were odd, which cylinders were even.
Right.
And then, of course, the coils go across. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right?
Right.
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, did you mark the wire? He goes, no. It makes perfect sense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm like, no. Bottom line is we spent about 5 minutes switching coils around.
Mm-hmm.
Wires on the coil. Car pops right off.
Ah.
So it was...
Hey, here at Motor Mouth Radio...
Yes?
The seal, the hermetic seal in the door has been breached, and we've been overtaken.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of popped,
I hear a car problem from Mr. Rob Leonard.
Well, you know, you guys are the guys I go to.
Yeah,
when I have, you know, a car thought,
because you got a guy.
I got two guys.
I got a guy. You know,
I got this guy over
you
here.
Know, you gave me a good recommendation. You know, hey.
Yeah. So what did you break? Huh?
What's up this week?
I haven't broke anything yet.
Okay. But you're working on it.
But my question is, the brake fluid, does that have to be filled to the tippy top?
No. The tippy top? No. But there is a line very close to the top of the master cylinder.
Okay.
You always have to leave a little bit of room for expansion.
Exactly.
Especially if you have drum brakes, otherwise they stay on.
Yes.
And then you have those really cool glowing red brake rotors.
You're talking about on your Chrysler.
Right.
Yeah, there's usually like a little window.
If there's a neck, you want to go to the just below that neck, like a little, and leave a little bit of the top of the container.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you know, free.
Because one thing with my brakes, you know, I know I had to bring a bunch of my car, and I've told you guys off air about my problems. But I noticed my step on them, and I have ABS brakes, which I love, by the way.
Right.
I love ABS brakes.
Hell yeah.
They stop like boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's a, like a duh, duh, duh like there's a...
That's actually what the ABS does. look at like Joe's. Look at Joe kinda, taking
not as Ricky Ricardo-ish.
Look at Joe more, taking more Ginger my Baker-ish. Instrument.
Ah, you know, okay. It's like boom, boom, boom. But if I hit the brake hard, the thing doesn't happen. It only happens when I'm sort of in a slowdown.
Is it more like a woo, woo?
No,
do you feel?
No.
Said it again.
A voo, voo. I'm thinking rotor pulsation. I'm thinking like a warped rotor.
It could be a rotor pulsation.
But when I step on the brake, you know, like to stop immediately. And it also seems to be worse when I'm driving faster.
That's also contingent with a warp type of rotor, because slower you'll feel that sluggish kind of
pull. Yeah,
you
kind of
nail it. It's from the right side. It's not both.
I could think sticky caliper. You could think brake hose. There's a lot of things you could think.
Something dragging.
Yeah.
Usually you hear like any kind of like funny like donkey noises, like.
Not
when this
that,
happens.
But it's a tuh.
Okay. The reason is that ABS works by... Remember, you're of the age where you were taught to pump your brakes.
Right, I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, ABS does that for you. And what it does is it monitors the wheels, and if it senses one particular wheel skidding, in other words, the speed of that particular wheel is dropping faster than the others, it pulses the brake pressure to that particular wheel to keep it from sliding.
Well, I'm almost positive I need shocks on at least my right side.
Okay.
Maybe.
How's your tires?
Actually, I checked them out. They're pretty good, actually.
A worn tire has a smaller diameter and will spin faster.
Yes, I thought it was, but I checked the tire. It's in pretty decent shape.
Okay.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I've had that where, there is a pull on it when, my car has had worn tires at different
cars
ways.
Cars have gotten sophisticated, Rob.
Yes,
they really have.
Yeah.
We still think of them as stupid, but they're smarter than us sometimes.
They certainly are.
I know mine are.
You have no idea. So if you're driving along quick, it doesn't happen much?
No, actually, when I'm driving quicker and I hit the brake, it does it. But if I hit it really hard, like just like that, the noise doesn't happen. But then I stop, so.
Okay, well, the bottom line is stop. What you may want to do very, very judiciously is as you're driving along at a decent clip, just put your foot on the brake a little bit just to drag the brakes.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
And see if you feel... The pulsation or that's probably something warped.
Okay.
If it happens as you come to a stop, as you're coming down to the last, few feet of the stop, that tends to be ABS.
Okay, and that's when you look at the sensors. You want to, the ABS sensors build up of smudge,
schming,
and schming, and schmutz. Yeah, no.
Well, my airbag light's been going on too.
That's a whole SRS is a totally different thing. But
you want to make sure at least one or the other is working properly, because if the ABS don't work, you want the airbag to save you there.
I just want to get back to the fluid level. The other reason you need a free space in the master cylinder is as the brakes wear and the caliper
pistons
retract, the fluid level will change.
Right.
So, and you got to have that free space in there. So.
Okay, well, I'll show you guys after the show.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Very good, Rob.
When are we getting video here, man?
Well, we got to talk to the big cheese, the big kahuna, the top dog, the big man.
Well, we need... I found out a couple of things. I went to the IBS convention yesterday. And
did
I sat in a room of video people.
Wow.
Really?
And I said, hey, I want to... videotape my show. And they gave like three different things right off the bat. So
I think a camera in that corner. And see,
that's
over here
cool.
is tight because
you
this is such a close.
Well, you need a camera here, and then you need a camera.
It's got to be a fisheye, and then we're going to look like.
No, you need two.
That's a line from a Rush song.
They have a thing where, there's a little box you can just hit.
I'm just thinking about camera angles. The room is bigger than some studios, but it's still a smaller
space. Well, either you
space.
Have it from the high above, and we see the top of your head.
No, I don't want to do that.
Or we get it from low.
Right.
Here
comes another short joke.
And then we see Joe's belly, right. So either way, we don't want to do that.
Yeah. I didn't say anything.
Actually, they approached me with this. They wanted me to sign something about taping my fingers up before they turned the cameras on.
Yeah.
But I was
you
like, no,
both,
I can't
right?
work the computer then. So sorry, tough. So that's why we don't have it.
Well, then you'd have a... you couldn't use certain fingers.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
And
we're
on television, you can use it. On radio, you can use it. No one sees
we're
it.
Known for that.
You never know what's going to be flopping on.
I just realized you have that thing in your mouth.
Yes, he does.
Yes, I do. And
another thing
you can't
see.
Another good thing you don't want to see on video there.
I didn't know you smoked.
What?
You don't smoke anymore.
Only when lit.
Yeah.
Only when lit.
I like that.
There
thank
we go.
You, boys.
All right, Rob, thanks.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Leonard came to grace us with his presence and tell us about his pulsing.
Absolutely. And just takes us right in time.
At least you didn't say throbbing.
Yes. Right in time for another break. We're going to do this. I was hanging with one of the family members' sons, the next generation,
right.
be it, who's a drummer, and he plays some kind of death grind, hardcore, metal care, that stuff I couldn't even produce. He had so many different facets of music that are out there now
right.
that I don't know about. But we agreed that jazz, if you could play jazz, you can pretty much learn to play anything.
Right.
So
that
requires
a certain skill set that's above your...
And you need a cool haircut, I found out, too, which he has.
Yeah, definitely. That I saw the picture, yeah. I don't know. Even I can't pull that off.
Right, right. Well,
that's ponytail plus, you
it
know?
Was like, yeah, like, it reminded me of like a Chinese pagoda, Buddha kind of, you know, there's some kind of Chinese...
Yeah, I've seen pictures of guys like that with, you know, like they're waving some kind of spear or...
Yeah. Yeah,
star
yeah.
or some kind of crap like that.
So with that, we'll take a break. We'll come back in a little bit more.
More music stuff.
Here's my favorite, one of my favorite Billy Cobham songs. Dig on this a little bit, and we'll be back in a second.
See, this is hi-fi, okay? High fidelity. You know what that means? That means this is the highest quality fidelity. Hi-fi. Those are two very important things to have in the stereo system.
Join me, Kim Tracy, on High Fidelity for a mix of music with a focus on newer music and lesser-known artists every Thursday at 2 p.m. on the Voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and streaming with the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
Your car not running right? Let the Motor Mouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
Oh, you got to see the fingers and arms flying in the studio. Motor Mouth Radio Central here with Ray Guarino, Joe D.
We do have to get the video just because the what goes on in the breaks traditionally has always been some of the coolest stuff. But, you know, definitely there's a little bit of air guitar, air drums.
You can swing some drumsticks, and I definitely play an air bass because I like to...
Exactly.
I like to do a little Trent Reznor stuff there. I kind of dig that. If you don't move with this stuff, you're dead. So
seriously.
Stick with us. We'll keep you programmed with the good music and the good car talk at 516-572-7440. And also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention another show on the station, Secrets of Success, which is on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. You can listen to my CPA's friend, Bill Horan, who'll help you uncover the hidden talents to maximize your individual successes in life. So check that out Wednesdays at 4. And we will go back to automotive talk. I guess it's my turn now. I was, my crowning success this week, I was working on that Camaro again, Joe.
Oh, yeah, that one with the steering issue, I think it was.
Yeah, okay. You know, the steering pump, power steering pump went out to powersteering.com to be rebuilt. That's the place that did the box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And while I'm waiting for that, he also complained, well, I saw... Yeah, you look under the hood. I said, "Who put that stupid flex hose on there? That's kinked."
Oh yeah, you showed me that picture. What are you kids? It's like, what's wrong with this picture, boys and girls?
Yeah. So Ronnie, the shop manager, said, "Listen, Ray, whatever you find wrong, just fix it.
Okay,
he'll pay." I'm like, oh, "Great,
okay."
Great. So I got the molded hose for the upper, which of course he had a thermostat housing that came out straight towards the front of the car, but the hose comes in from the right side. Actually, the left side of the engine, right side when you're looking at the car. Everybody confuses it.
Yeah, the driver's side. Yeah.
So I had to order a thermostat housing with a 45-degree cant to that side, which, of course, now made the hose crash right into the mechanical water temperature sender that he had plumbed into the intake.
Yeah, 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 okay.
Now, some intakes had holes, threaded holes on both sides. This one didn't.
Gotta love Edelbrock.
Right, so I took that out and I plumbed it into the aluminum head. I didn't want to because you want it as close to the thermostat as possible.
Of course,
but I had no choice. I put it into the
it's better than wetting your finger.
Yeah, the driver's side head. So I meant, you know, finding a plug to put in the intake and, you know, different fittings that. But I brought my big my box with all my brass assorted
box of brass.
I brought it with me. I said,
yeah, I love it.
I stuck it next to my toolbox. I said, now I don't have to run home every time I need something.
Yeah, yeah.
And got got that done, put the hose on, no problem. Bought a Robert Shaw full flow thermostat like I bought for my car.
Feel safe type, yeah.
And then I started looking around and said, wow, you know, there's really no good grounds on this car. And he had like a 10 gauge alternator.
Ray saw bad grounds.
Yeah.
Watch out.
10 gauge, a crappy 10 gauge alternator power wire that had sketchy crimps. So
sketchy crimps. That's one of those bands that like
the sketchy crimps. Yeah. So I optimized that power and ground leg with 4 gauge cable, and that stuff is expensive. It's nice to work with if you have the right crimping tool, which I did buy a hydraulic one.
Yeah.
So now the thing to do, kids, is what you want to do, like I did with this car, is you want to. Not economize. You want to spread your grounds out. The battery negative typically goes to, well, either the alternator bracket
or right in the front of the head.
This one, you had on the aluminum head, which was bad.
Right.
No, bad. So I wanted to put it to the block.
Yep.
Or a point thereof. And also you want to ground. There's usually a threaded lug on the back of the alternator.
Right.
That's a ground.
Right.
So I grounded the alternator to a piece of the block with 4-gauge wire, then ran another wire from the alternator over to the front cross member, and then took the battery cable and actually shortened it and married that with the alternator ground at the cross member.
I now pronounce you positive and ground.
So now all of those grounds are common, and I have to look at the tuning of the car and startability. I'll get down to the starter and look at that as well. But I think I saw... He has an MSD distributor in this thing, and then someone else built the car. And it looks to me like I got to look at a schematic. I think I'm seeing the stock coil wire, the power wire from the ignition.
Uh-huh.
It looks like the original wire, which, as we know, has got a resistor
in it.
So
yes.
That means the distributor is
1.4 ohms.
So that means the distributor is not getting
full power,
full system voltage.
Right.
So, which wouldn't affect the it could affect the starting because you're not getting a full charge.
Well, that gets bypassed because when you twist the key, if it's got that funky little stock forky terminal on it that had the two wires, one was 12 volts coming up from the starter.
From the starter, right.
And then the other one is the 12 volts coming, it's about 8 or 9 volts with the key in the on position.
Right. Which I'm not sure. I haven't dug into that yet, but I'm gonna look into that, and I may just run a dedicated 12 volt wire.
Yeah,
you know, right to the from the ignition side, right to that coil.
It's pretty amazing how well these things run with just the with the resistor in place, and the if you got the right ignition system, it's like I can't hear you. Could you talk a little louder? But it's okay. We'll take care of it. It's okay.
Right.
But it works pretty well. Yeah, wiring is a thing. Definitely.
And the thing is, this car, it's got a healthy small block in it. I think it's a 383. I drove the car over the summer.
Stroke.
And I really do. It just feels like, it kind of feels like a 383.
It's a stick, right?
It's a stick, 4-speed car.
Right, right.
I don't know what gears are in the back, but it's pretty healthy. The car definitely gets up and goes.
If it's a stroker, you can feel it pulling harder than your typical.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't no 327 or nothing, 283.
I didn't do any, I wasn't doing any hole shots in the car. It's someone else's car. I'm not doing that. Although, the way the suspension is set up, it's made to take it.
Yeah.
But what I was doing was, first gear, take off, and then the first gear roll. Nail it in first, pull second pretty hard, and when you pull second in a rev start coming up, you feel that car say, let me go. And
yeah, you're like,
fire. that was like cool.
Okay, that flashback over. Okay.
Yeah. That's what happens when you get behind the wheel of a muscle car.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely, or even just hearing one start up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you get in cars today, it's like, then nothing. Or, if you got, here we go again.
Yeah.
Of course, you get in a hybrid or something, you hear nothing.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's no fun.
And then you work on the caddy, and the thing is like, let's see if I can lean this padded seat back far enough
to get
the right cuisine.
Every once in a while, you need to have the hiney vibrated, you know what I mean? By something coming out from under the hood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talking about wiring, one of my customers / friends. It's funny how that group kind of melds together after a while.
Everybody wants to be your friend, Joe.
Nah.
Actually, I've been finding some new friends lately myself.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know how to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
I know. It's kind of funny. It's almost like I had like a Pez dispenser. Like, one of the people grabbing the top of my head and pulling it back. Yeah, I thought they were trying to crack my neck or something. Well, one of my buddies... as a matter of fact, he's the one that had that nice orange goat.
Yes.
His GMC Yukon had headlight problems. They were twinkling.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, it's an older vehicle. And I was like, well, usually if you have like that twinkling flashing light thing, that's almost always the breaker in the headlight switch.
Right.
All right, which especially that, you know, it's like a breaker in a house. It's thermally activated, or mm-hmm. it depends on getting hot. And after
it's
a while,
like a
they just get tired.
Strip.
Yeah, it's a bimetallic strip. It gets tired, you know what I mean? It starts clickety-clacking every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, I gave some bad advice without looking at the car. I said, try a switch. Mm-hmm. That didn't work. Well, then I got my hands on the car. What was it?
Using the Switzer method of auto repair, you were.
Yeah, I switched.
Hey, switched.
That's another one. I switched.
We got to put that in the decoder. He switched. Yeah, that's a new one. Well, you're the only guy who's ever used it.
Well,
but
that is one reason why when people ask me, I got this car. It won't start. It won't do this one. I go, what color is it? What do you mean? It's blue. Oh, it needs an ignition module. Well, what do you mean? You didn't even look at the car. Well, you don't want me to test it. You know, blue cars need ignition modules. Red cars need fuel pumps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's either that or we check. Well, anyway, I got my hands on the car. And long story short, it was, what's one of my favorite things? We were just talking about it. What part of a bare ground don't you understand?
Exactly.
What happened was the truck was in an accident.
Ah, boy.
And it had those pretty cool, what they call the composite headlights, mm-hmm. which were not available anymore. You know, it's been 20-odd years later. It was a fairly rare option back in the day. So there were aftermarket replacements in there. And we had water intrusion in the connectors.
Right.
And so we spent the morning with a can of electrical cleaner and little tiny abrasive tools there. I mean, you know what's really cool? I mean, I had one, but I couldn't find it. They have ones for trailers.
I have those.
Yeah. They're like little...
I'm trying to think of the tool company. It's three letters.
Dutz, something like that. Anyway, I did the same thing with like a couple of picks.
Right.
And basically, it just ended up being like about 20 minutes of cleaning and giving the connectors a little tweak. You know what I mean?
Do you throw the picks out to the fans when you're done after you clean their headlights? Do you throw
them
out?
Yeah, I was doing that for a while. And it started hitting people in the eye. And
doink!
Yeah, it's kind of the lawyers didn't
old
like
habits,
that.
You know.
Yeah, they did that. They had the stuff in my teeth.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. All right.
But no, that worked out pretty well. Plus, what I did was because the sealing method that the aftermarket manufacturer used there was not very water protective. So out came the tube with a good old dielectric grease.
Well, because that company probably the day before they were sealing like dumpling seals, and then they moved.
Could be.
Then they moved to the headlight division.
It was kind of funny how like there was a fortune in there.
Yeah. You are screwed, my son. Yeah. No light for you.
I like that. No light. Yeah, and that's it. We just packed it with some dielectric grease, tightened everything up, a couple of zip ties to keep the strain off it, and off you go.
Nice.
Yeah, because I was loaded for bear when he brought the car over to... Car ended up at the U-Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've got the stack of wiring diagrams. I got the meter with the back probes, the amp clamp, all kinds of good stuff. I'm like,
yeah,
bear ground, loose wire. Yeah, my wife makes fun of me. Okay, where'd you find... You know, I come home and she's like, where'd you find a loose wire this week? You know? it's my life.
Exactly. But it's so common, and it is a thread that we see all the time, and you can't ignore it because we've proven that this stuff, you know, the stuff like you're working on something that was a factory vehicle that maybe had an aftermarket light conversion, which is common.
Right.
I'm working on a car that somebody else built and had their hands in it. Although it was built pretty nice, the guy who did it, you can see all the cabling that was in the car was done right with strain reliefs and with plastic-coated P-clamps.
Right.
So the sanitariness of it was there, and the mechanical stuff is all there. The guy, whoever built it, was a good builder. But most guys, like we know and don't pay attention to the electrical end of it, to the system requirements,
right,
and especially the ground. So luckily, that's where guys like us will step in and say, okay,
it's time to get obsessive. You know?
So, you know, I was working with Junior and showing him how to make these cables, how to crimp them right, and then we seal them with, I brought in some half-inch shrink tubing.
Right.
Use a shrink tubing heater and all. You know, just do it the right way, and install washers, of course, to get a nice bite.
Yeah.
And I like to use either a flange nut or a flange bolt to get another level of bite.
Clamping is good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and that's, you know, this specific stuff.
No paint.
No, right.
Paint is an important thing, too, because nice, fresh paint.
Glad you said that.
Your people flip out because you start scraping paint and stuff off on surfaces. Hey, I just got this car back from the body shop, or I just had this motor built. I'm like, yeah, but you want your little electrons to get from point A to point B? It's coming off.
There was a point on the subframe that I wanted to ground to, and it was a glossy black, and I said, hey, Mike, is this thing powder coated? I was hoping it wasn't.
Right.
Because I use my 3M Scotch-Brite wheels on a little 90-degree die grinder.
Right.
And I put it on, and it came off. I'm like, okay, thank God it wasn't powder coat.
Yeah, because then we'd have to be digging deep.
I mean, guys have painted blocks and put the distributor in. No ground for you.
Right.
You know, there's all sorts of crazy stuff that's happened.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then what happens, too, is sometimes you get like a marginal connection. Like, going back to this truck for a minute, the positive side had slight signs of getting hot.
Because
I was talking to a friend of mine who worked for Volkswagen, and poor terminal connections, they got what they call micro arcing.
Yes, we were talking about fretting.
Yeah.
And we're going to get back to that, because I do have an article about that. I'm trying to figure
GM out... GM had TSBs on it, up the yin-yang.
I'm trying to figure out how we can get that information out over the radio so people can understand it. Because it really helps to see. If you can see some microscopic...
Yeah.
You know, when they do microscopy, it makes some sense. So I don't know if we're going to get that one across, but we're going to try.
Yeah, because what happens there in that case, if it's a funky connection, the best thing you could try doing is... You know, clean it up real good, a little dielectric grease, and you know, push it on there and kind of cross your fingers.
Yeah.
But other than that...
I'll tell you what we're going to push. We're going to push the button.
You're going to push the commercial button.
Yeah, we're going to do our last break here. We're going to listen to the Pleasant Pheasant. We'll get a little more quiet here on Motormouth Radio with Ray Guarino, Joe D.
Taking it down a notch.
We're going to come back with more Motormouth Radio after this break, so keep it where you got it. Let's listen to Billy.
Let's sing along with Bruce.
Join me, Kim Tracy, for the music of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band on Thunder Road, Sundays at 1 p.m. on the Voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and on the iHeartRadio app.
The Motormouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440.
Wow, that's like crazy loud music. What are you listening to?
The best music on the radio. Come on, this is the Iron Age.
The what age?
The Iron Age, the show that brings you various types of heavy metal music from all over the spectrum.
Really? I've never heard of it. How do you know so much about it?
I'm the host.
Wait, if you're the host, how are you driving this car and on the radio at the same time?
Come on, don't ask so many questions. The Iron Age with me, Justin Sullivan, delivers the best variety of heavy metal music that you could ever ask for. Only on the Iron Age will you find music as ridiculously heavy as Meshuggah and Ocean, along with chill and relaxing tunes like Tool and Deftones.
Well, that sounds cool and all, but I think I'm just going to listen to something else.
Ooh, I think that's going to be a problem. I think you're going to have to find another ride then.
What?
All right, if that didn't make your funky self get up and do some grooving on the floor, nothing will. Joe, we're going to Warp Factor 3 this time, and I'm going to energize, and we're going to say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Okay, great. I'm not on the air yet, so don't put me on.
No, you're on the air now. We're back live, Bob. Yeah. What's happening?
The computer's been rebooted. I can't send you a message.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay.
It's at 61%.
Well, what I'm going to do, Bob, when I do get in touch with you like that, I'm going to send you my cell phone information so you can send me a text if need be.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. So what's round two? Well, you can't
I wanted to, there was a, you had a guest on the on the program, and I wanted to make sure I had the particulars correct, because last year I called Christian Dominic.
Oh, right, right.
I didn't want to do that again.
Well, I think we could probably confirm that, because that doesn't necessarily convey any kind of, you know, any kind of a
No, I wanted
prize.
To have it right. I wanted to make sure I had it right, and I believe I did. So I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay, very good, Bob.
You know, hey, guys, thanks for a great program.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
So long. All right, good old Bob. So we were going to talk about a Cavalier now, right?
Yeah. It's today's going to be a danger. After I get out of here, I got to go do a danger drive. Remember danger drives?
Oh, I used to do danger drives all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, long story short, the Mighty Cavalier, which got crashed about, I don't know how many years ago now, it finally made its rounds through the different places that it, between bodywork and some other stuff that needed to be done. And now it's sitting at the shop. My main guy's there. And I got to set a deal plate. It's got to get it off the lot. We need the room. So I'm going to drive it. It's going to be its first actual drive, which is about 3 or 4 miles between the shop and my house.
Mm-hmm.
And because you know it's been on, because it's not, it hasn't been registered, it had no plates. So
let me ask you this. How are you going to get, you're going to have to drive to the shop, then take the car.
Right.
And then your car is going to be at the shop.
Right.
Do you need, like, backup on this? You need, like,
yeah.
You know, you need me to come with you so that we can just drive?
If you got nothing else to do, because basically, other than that, I was going to say, this is why I have children.
Okay.
All right, but...
well, you have child, because one isn't
child, one, yeah.
Home.
One's a little bit far for that.
Right.
What I'm worried about, though, is that this thing has not really seen the road in... like 4 years.
So it's got old gas in it, too. Yeah.
But you want to know something? Ew. That car has popped right off in every place that it's gone.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it runs pretty good. I can't say too much because
we're not going to do that.
And you know, it still needs some more stuff before it actually becomes roadworthy.
Okay.
So it's going to... It's just going to go back to the house because there's no spots left in the UD.
Right, right.
So it'll sit there for a while until logistics prove out, because actually at another point the Z28, it's got to come out of the UD. It's got to go get the gas tank dropped. I'm finally just going to get that over with.
Where is that going to happen?
I don't know. I was thinking of talking to our compadre Bill over there.
Bill, yeah, Kappa Radio.
Kappa Radio.
You know, we just to mention, we were supposed to mention this whole show, and we didn't. Next week, we're going to be doing a 2-hour show here on Motormouth Radio.
I guess I won't be dropping a tank next week.
No, because it's fundraising. It's March Madness fundraising, apparently. So we're going to do our regular hour. We'll be on from 12 to 2.
Right.
So we'll take an hour of Kim's show next week, and we're going to do the fundraising thing. So,
yeah, by all means, so listen in. You know, have the checkbook ready. We'll try to do some. I mean, not that we do a bad show, hopefully all the time, but we'll try to do some things that are a little bit out of the ordinary.
Right. Well. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
We'll have to think of something.
Let me know when you think of something, and
yeah, not to mention out there, folks. If you have any suggestions between Facebook, Twitter, you know, all that, yeah, you know,
Faccia Bruta.
Yeah, we got email.
Yeah.
If you got anything you'd like to see, like a guest. Or a call-in or something like that, or a subject, let us know, because we're going to have extra time. I know sometimes we have to cut stuff short.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we only have an hour. I mean, especially on this end of things, it goes really quick. I know it might drag on for you out there in Radio Land, but over here, it flies.
It does.
Like right now,
we have 8 minutes. Yeah, we're almost at the end of the show.
So if there's any number of ways of letting us know, please, this is the week to do it, because we got, you know, we're going to have plenty of time to do stuff.
Right.
And
I got a feeling we may have to have an update from automoblog.net from Carl Anthony next
week. Yeah.
Carl threw us a nice little plug on Twitter today, and if you are not doing it already, follow us on Twitter, and you can take our quiz. We're going to have to energize again. Beep! I need that sound effect.
Yes.
And we're going to see who's on with us. We'll say hi. You're on the Motor Mouths.
Oh, hey, guys. It's Jim.
Hi, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, well, first of all, there's a couple of housekeeping things we got to take care of, because a couple of weeks ago, Joe got to mention on air the lady, and we need a moment for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Explain to them.
Second, Joe, did you show Ray the picture?
Yeah, Ray's seen that picture, actually.
Oh, okay.
Which one is that?
All the hair, none of the gut, which, of course...
The one from the car show.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you would have thought that at that point you would have looked at my gut and went, I don't want that.
Actually, I think they just issued it to you as you reached your 40s.
Well, for some reason, I had that in my 20s. So,
yeah, you got yours on... Well, you were always an overachiever. You know, you were ahead of the curve. What could I say?
Yeah, way ahead of the curve. Look at that curve. I mean, my God. Anyway,
what's up?
Hey, the other thing, Cavalier. I remember way back when you were like one of the first people to have an F-41 equipped Cavalier.
Actually, mine was the first one that my dealer sold. I worked at Bay Chevy at the time.
Probably the only one your dealer sold.
F-41 being? Explain.
That was the handling package. Mm-hmm. I mean, the car had like 6 horsepower.
Right.
Because this was the Cavalier hatchback. It kind of looked like a little baby Camaro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It had the rubber nose with the Camaro looking headlights, and it was a hatchback instead of the usual sedan.
Yeah, it was one of the first generation Cavaliers, and probably your car was probably the beginning of the Z24s.
Yeah, actually, they came out with the Z24 after they realized that F41 wasn't quite cutting it, because you really can't have a lot of fun cornering if you're too busy looking for a tailwind.
You got to put the sail up.
Yeah, that car's nickname was Pokey.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
it wasn't a very quick car. It was comfortable. It was great. It was like my first car with power windows and air conditioning and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
I do have a quick advice question for you guys.
Go ahead.
As you know, the wagon spends most of its life sitting in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the worst thing you could possibly do to the car battery.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Then it's almost time to replace the battery in that car. So I wanted to ask your advice about what do you guys think about the new style AGM batteries? For instance, the Optima battery.
That, just so people know, AGM stands for absorbed glass mat.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. I was just talking to my brother-in-law about it last night. He was going to put one in his Impala SS. They are more expensive than a wet cell battery.
Yeah, like double.
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah. I think I saw something online from either, it was like Jegs or Summit. Somebody had one, and they were selling it for a fairly good price. It was a couple months ago. I don't know if they still have the special.
Yeah, but typically, like, your average, at retail now, your average battery for car like that would be right around $100, a little more, $100 and a quarter.
For lead acid.
Yeah, for your basic regular battery. And the AGM would be something like in the $200 range.
Yeah.
What I found with those, basically, they're great batteries. I mean, as far as holding up well and being consistent, the couple things is, number one, your charging system better be up to snuff, number one. Number two, I noticed that the same size battery did not have the same reserve capacity.
As the
comparable.
What about the CCA
battery
rating? Was that the same?
CCA rating was within reason. It was close, but what bugged me in this particular case was the reserve capacity.
Yeah,
because I was looking at one for my family, Park Avenue, which at the time I was trying to fight a battery drain, and what would happen is I wanted as much reserve capacity as possible, so I didn't have to go out there and
deep cycle marine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but then you lose the CCAs then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I would say for someone like you that does start the car, you know, sometimes,
mm-hmm,
you know what I mean, doesn't let it go low and doesn't necessarily have a battery drain problem, I think the Optima, the Optima type, the AGM type would probably be a good call.
Jim, what about just a lead acid with a battery tender?
Well, I've tried that, but the problem is the plug in the battery tender is like right on top of the garbage can. So, like twice a week, I got to move the battery tender to get the garbage out. So I'm looking for something a little bit more convenient.
Okay. Well, I think maybe a little electrical wiring in the garage would be a good thing. Throw another outlet in there somewhere.
Well, the battery tender would probably still be a good idea even with the AGM. AGM would probably be more of a long life thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's my biggest thing is I just want to bolt it in there and forget about it for the next 10, 15 years.
Yeah, maybe 10. Maybe,
yeah, I don't know about 15.
Maybe 7.
As opposed to 4 for the lead acid.
4-5 is pretty much standard.
Yeah, these days 3-4 years is what you're going to get out of your typical lead acid battery.
Both cars, both batteries, I'm pushing the limits on. So
Yeah.
It's either that or just make sure that you have the cell phone charged up. In case
that's always charged up. It has to be. Right. But anyway, thanks a lot, guys.
All right,
no problem.
Jim.
Good talking to you.
So, all right, take care.
All right, Jim. Bye. All righty, yes, and we are coming to the end of our
That's bringing
soiree.
Us right down into the home stretch, I would say, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Kim is coming in. She's going to set up. Rob is sleeping out there.
And who is Kim, just to make sure
He's
that people remember?
SNL and sleeping.
I see that. Yeah, well, Kim is the...
That's what a lot of people do. They fall asleep with.
Yeah.
Thank
Kim
God
is going to do the Thunder Road, the best of Springsteen, anyone who played with the band. And Paul is telling me AGM tends to have a little less CCA than a similar wet battery, which That's is kind of what you said, yeah. So that's good to know. Yeah, I don't have any AGMs in my fleet. I do have a lithium ion, though.
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
A Lion.
Yeah, a Lion, yeah. So with that, we're going to get ready to get the heck out of here. Like I said, next week we're going to be doing 2 hours to do the marathon. And until then, we're just going to have a good week. We'll try and get some programming in here, and we will be back. So for Joe D., Ray Guarino, Motormouth Radio, listen to Kim, keep it where you got it, and we're out of here.
We'll see you next week.